Good morning. It is Monday, August 16th. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Our air quality is getting better this morning. Several counties across Oregon and Southwest Washington still have air quality alerts in effect now, but most of those are expected to expire by midday as we are in for cooler temperatures and should see less wildfire smoke in the region. Good news from Southern Oregon, the 413,000-acre Bootleg fire is now fully contained. Meanwhile, we've got our eye on a few new fires. The Middle Fork Complex near Eugene is about 9,200 acres, and the Patton Meadow Fire in Lake County is about 7,000 acres. It is official, last week was record-breaking for COVID-19 cases in Oregon. Nearly 12,000 new cases were reported, along with 47 deaths, bringing the state's pandemic death toll closer to 3,000. 733 are now in the hospital, and many hospitals are at their capacity for ICU beds. However, the Oregon Health Authority says vaccination rates increased last week too, with 32,000 doses distributed. 1,000 more U.S. troops are heading to Afghanistan to aid in the evacuation of U.S. officials and some Afghans fleeing the Taliban. The Taliban recaptured most of the country ahead of President Biden's August 31st deadline to end the American military mission there. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting this morning to discuss the deteriorating situation. The death toll following the massive earthquake in Haiti has climbed to more than 1,300. The 7.2 quake struck Saturday morning. Rescue and recovery crews now must prepare for Tropical Depression Grace, which is headed toward hard-hit areas of the island nation. And the U.S.-Canadian border is expected to fully reopen this weekend. Canada has already opened up land borders for U.S. visitors, and the United States is scheduled to do the same for Canadian visitors this Saturday. Air travelers with proof of vaccination will no longer be required to quarantine for 2 weeks. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network anytime, on demand, on COIN.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.